Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottorio along with Charlie Long and on our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line. Great baseball player for the LSU Tigers, went on to the major leagues. Now you can hear him and watch him on the SEC Network, Todd Walker. Todd, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome. How's it going over there?
Doing great, Todd. I was telling this to Charlie that we right after Coach Johnson got hired, Jake came on the program, and there's some tremendous baseball programs here in the SEC. If it's at Tennessee or Florida, now with Texas entering the SEC and A&M. But the one team he has constantly talked about is Arkansas. And he brought up about the first time he goes to Fayetteville to play and to see, man, that looks like a dynamite baseball team. Now, Arkansas has not won a national title. They came close, a drop pop, so to speak, from winning it all. But I've never heard Jay Johnson talk about any team in the SEC like he's talked about Arkansas. So I'll get your take on it. What, in your opinion, makes Arkansas such a special team in the SEC in baseball?
I think number one is because DVH, Dave Van Horn, has been there for 23 years, so he's seen it all. You know, when we asked him the question before last weekend when they played Texas, the last three series for Arkansas was Texas, at LSU, and Tennessee. And he didn't even blink. He's like, you know what? I mean, you know, we come out of this, you know, alive, we're the best team in the country. Well, they got one third of it done. They swept Texas, the number one team in the country, in Fayetteville. And the second thing I would say is in Fayetteville, it's a lot like the New York Yankees. Like, it's very knowledgeable fans, but they are ruthless, man. I mean, they will cut your throat. I mean, they're all about the baseball program there. Like, when I do games, if I make one little mistake on a stat or on a name, they're going to hear about it. And so that's just the fans that they are. They're passionate about that program. And to your point, yeah, they were one out away in 2018. They won 50 games in 2021 with Kevin Copps in that group. Won the first game of the Super Regional 21-4 or something crazy like that against NC State. Lost the next two by one run and did not make it to Omaha in 2021. So they've had some fantastic teams under Dave Van Horn. They just haven't been able to get it done. I think this is the year. Now, you can't predict the winner, but this is their best chance. I mean, they're just all around. I think they're the best team in the country. They've got a solid ace. They've got two backup starters that are fantastic. They got a bullpen that's as good as it gets. The offense is as good as it gets, and they play good defense. They're just a complete team.
Todd, a little bit on Zach Root, the left-hander who LSU will face tomorrow, and Cade Anderson pitches for LSU. But give us a little bit of a scouting report on Zach Root.
Well, based on his last start, he went 8 against Texas, struck out 11, 8 innings. I mean, you don't hear a whole lot of longevity out of starters anymore. So he's got the ability to last. give you some length in a baseball game. He's got a funky kind of delivery where he kind of separates the baseball from the glove, you know. And so there's a split second longer, I feel like, as a hitter. And not only that, when you're focused on the glove and where the pitcher's going to throw the baseball, he separates, and then I think it's a distraction a little bit. So if you're looking at all that, you know, elbows and knees and everything coming at you, it's hard to really lock down on him. And in addition, I mean, he's just smart. He's good. He's accurate. He can get a lot of swing and misses, as we saw last week. And he's an ace. I mean, he's solidified that role as a starter on Friday night. We'll see how he reacts in Baton Rouge. But I'm telling you, the biggest deal when you talk about teams is home field advantage. It's a big time advantage in college baseball. Like Arkansas right now in Fayetteville, they're 30-3. LSU at home within the SEC are 10-2. And 5-7 on the road. So it's a massive difference for LSU, whether they play in Baton Rouge or somewhere else. So I think the home field advantage, last year LSU went to Fayetteville and got swept. 2 years ago they played in Baton Rouge and LSU won 2-3. So the home field advantage that LSU has this weekend, I think, is going to be the difference.
So, Todd, I wanted to ask you, because, you know, Jay talked about this, that they've always had good pitching. It's been a program that's been known for good pitching over the years, and they've always played good defense. But the difference between some, you know, maybe prior teams and this team, Arkansas can swing the bat, man. I mean, they're number one in the SEC, both in conference play and out of conference play in batting average. The Aloy brothers are kind of the highlights. But I wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, the Arkansas offense, because I just watched them bludgeon Texas's pitching staff this past weekend. I know that's at Fayetteville and they're coming to the box this upcoming weekend, but it just seems like a, you know, as you mentioned, a complete team, and the offense is a big reason why.
Texas gave them a lot of help. I mean, Texas gave them 30 free passes, 22 walks, 8 hit by pitches. In addition, so what that tells you is they're patient and they're willing to let you self implode if you're going to do it. But then the damage numbers are there. They've got 8 players in that lineup, including this new kid, Reese Robinette, just got in the lineup. He's only got 30 plate appearances. 8 of their players have an OPS, the combination of slugging percentage and on base percentage, of over 1,000. So if you get 1.0 or above, that's elite. And they've got 8 guys in that lineup that can do that. So that kind of shows you the combination of power and patience, like walks and taking your time, but also the damage. They've got 8 of those guys. So offensively, yeah, they're as good as it gets. And what that means as a group is there's just nowhere to breathe. You know, I mean, there's no easy outs where you can just pump it down the middle and take a break. And so what ends up happening is, you know, the pitchers don't last as long, you know, in a game, and it's an advantage for Arkansas. But, you know, the on the flip side, Kane Anderson just feels like Paul Skeens in that he doesn't break. He just doesn't break. I mean, he's just mentally tough. And so that's what I'm interested to see, Kate Anderson versus this Arkansas offense on Friday night. That's the matchup.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Todd, I think one of the things we saw last weekend against A&M, LSU did well enough from a pitching standpoint to win the game. But, man, the hitting, and we see this from every team basically in college baseball and in the major leagues. There's a high and there's a low. Some inconsistent moments in the hitting part. I got a neighbor of mine, and he's constantly in my ear about this. They hit these home runs. Nobody's on base. Well, okay, I can't do anything about that. But that is something that we've seen from this LSU team, a little bit of inconsistency over the past couple weeks from a hitting standpoint.
You're going to see that in back to the home and road deal. Like, they hit way better in Baton Rouge than they do on the road. Remember a few weeks ago, they went to Auburn. Nobody hit the ball all weekend except for Derek Curiel. And so, but when they're at home, they're a better hitting club. They just play better. And that's not only LSU, that's most of the teams in the SEC. So again, that's the advantage this weekend. I think you'll see them swing the bats a lot better at home. They've got Jared Jones. It'll be interesting to see where Jay Johnson puts Jared. Cause remember, they let him off in the game Sunday against A&M, I believe. And that's just to see more fastballs. The theory is, you know, if you're the leadoff hitter, you're going to get 30 or 40 more at-bats than everybody else. So you want your best hitter to get those at-bats. But we're not dealing with a long period of time. So I think for a Jay, it's to get Jared Jones more fastballs. You know, because you're not going to really dance around the zone to the leadoff hitter. You're going to eventually have to attack him. And so I think that's the deal there. So it'll be interesting to see how he lines them up this weekend. But I don't have a problem with him moving Derek Curiel around. I think he can handle any spot. It's a little weird to see him in the four hole because he doesn't hit that many home runs, but he still can handle the bat. So you don't have to have a Barry Bonds in the four spot, you know, to generate runs. But it'll be interesting to see how he lines them up. But the two lefty starters for Arkansas, LSU takes a step back against left-handed pitching because Derek Curiel is 110 points lower against left-handed pitching than he is right. Derek Dickinson doesn't hit lefties as well. But they do get Ethan Frye in the lineup, you know, against a left-handed pitcher. So that's an advantage. But it'll be interesting to see how they handle these left-handed starters for Arkansas because they're Vital Shees, the third starter, is lefty. And, oh, by the way, Gage Wood, who they just got back, struck out 9 in 4 innings. So of the 12 outs, he struck out 9. So Gage Wood is back in full force. He just hadn't got his pitch count up yet, but he's nasty as a right-handed. He's be their number 2 this weekend.
The emergence of Anthony Ianson, the co-SEC pitcher of the week this past weekend, after, you know, going all 9, a complete game, gave up 1 run, 3 hits, 14 strikeouts in that matchup against Texas A&M, the only game that LSU picked up in College Station this past weekend. It feels like it's been about a month and a half now of him just putting up stellar performance after stellar performance from that 2-hole behind Cade Anderson, Todd.
I think he's felt more comfortable. Jay Johnson told me, he goes, he's the one guy that I'm going to let work through trouble because I know he can come out of it most of the time, and when he does, he's dynamic. And so I think because of that, you're seeing less and less blow up innings from Anthony Ianson, and he's confident and he's comfortable, and he knows that Jay's not going to go hook him if he gets first and second in the fifth with nobody out, you know, that kind of thing. He allows him to work through it, and so I think you're seeing a comfort level there that's benefited Anthony Ianson. And yeah, man, he can get some whiffs, man. He's so good at the swing and misses. So you're going to see a lot of that this weekend from both sides. I mean, Arkansas and LSU both, if they're not leading the league, they're top 5 in strikeouts. I mean, they just get a lot of swing and misses. And that's with the offensive power that we talked about from Arkansas. They can still strike out. But I think it's more of a credit to the pitchers and the stuff that they have and the ability to back pitch, which means, you know, when the hitter's looking for a fastball, you throw the off speed.
Todd, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, always love when you come on. Great insights, and love watching you when you call a game, brother. You do a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Todd.
All righty. Todd Walker, former LSU great. Now you hear him on the SEC Network.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.